Sit or lie down comfortably. Close your eyes and just become aware of your breathing. Feel how you breathe in and out. Notice now if there is any tension in your body. As you breathe in, increase that tension. And as you breathe out, just let that tension go. Now notice another area of your body that feels tense. Increase that tension as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, just let that tension go. Do this now with all the areas of your body that feels tense. So increase the tension as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, you just let it go. Do that now at your own pace. Bring your awareness now to your mind, to your thoughts and feelings, and notice if there is a thought or a feeling that is causing you tension. Just become aware of that stressful thought or feeling and increase the tension as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, just let it go. Just let that thought or feeling go. Do this now with all the thoughts and feelings that are causing you inner tension. So you increase the tension as you breathe in, and as you breathe out, just let it go. Do that now at your own pace. Sink now deeper and deeper into the stillness within you. Sink deeper and deeper. Sink deeper and deeper. Into this divine stillness that exists at the core of your being. Allow yourself to just rest in this stillness, allowing this inner peace to embrace you, to hold you and support you. Whilst you're resting in this beautiful inner stillness, imagine now how you drop into your mystical heart, into your beautiful divine heart. And as you find yourself resting in the ocean of love that exists within your heart, you notice there is a door here. And as you open this door, you see a bridge of light that seems to go all the way up into the heavens. Start journeying up this bridge of light now, going higher and higher, all the way up into the heavens, all the way up into the upper world, into the realm of spirit, of the ascended masters and angels. Feel how you're journeying above the thinking layers of this world, up above the clouds, going higher and higher, into the light, into the kingdom that exists above the clouds. And as you reach this upper world, notice what it looks like up here for you. Notice the landscape. Perhaps you find mountains and lakes, or maybe ancient, timeless forests, or maybe wide open fields filled with wildflowers. Let yourself explore this upper world now for a little while. This is the kingdom where you find your spiritual council and the beings that form part of your spirit team. So perhaps some guides and angels and ascended masters, or maybe even some ancestors that are here to help and support you on your journey. I'll be quiet for a little while so you can explore this place now. And as you're here now, let yourself find your soul's temple, a place or a community which your soul belongs to. It can be a temple, or maybe a library, or a school, or somewhere else where you and other souls that are part of your soul tribe, souls that are on a similar mission to you. And you have all incarnated at this time to help assist in the healing and the expansion of our consciousness. And as you explore this world up here, you may find that some temples are for those souls that have incarnated to be healers, other temples are for wisdom keepers and mystics, and there are temples here for architects and economists and scientists and doctors and nurses and so on. So let yourself find your temple now, your community, your place that you belong to. As you explore this place now, let yourself find someone who is like your guide or mentor or teacher, someone who can help you find more answers. Ask this guide or mentor or teacher what your soul's mission is. What is it you're here to learn? Thank you. What is it you're here to share? How are you meant to serve? And how can you best do that? Notice the other souls that are here too, that are on a similar mission to you. Perhaps there are some of them you know. Are there any messages here for you, something you are meant to receive from this place, perhaps some insights or understanding? Or maybe you are meant to receive your own divine assignment, something you are meant to bring through into our physical reality, so you help to uplift our consciousness. Or perhaps you are meant to explore your soul's temple more deeply. Trust what seems right for you. I will be quiet for 1 minute so you can do that now. Your wise guide, teacher, or mentor now gives you a gift. Notice what this gift is. What does it represent? And how are you meant to use it? Then give thanks for the gift and for all your insights and all the wisdom you have just received. And then start walking back to the Bridge of Light. And as you start journeying down the Bridge of Light, feel how you bring your gifts and insights and wisdom with you, all the way back down, 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 all the way back down, down, down to your heart. And then let your gift and your insights and wisdom be infused with the love that exists deep within your mystical heart. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, feel how you open your heart and let your gift and your wisdom and your insights flow out from your heart into the world. like a beautiful light, like a divine blessing. Keep breathing, and for every out-breath, feel how you open your heart more and more, sharing more fully of your divine gifts, your divine wisdom, as if your heart becomes the portal through which your soul's eternal light and love can flow into the world, blessing everyone you meet. See how this light flows through your heart and out into the world, helping to light up our consciousness. Know that this light is the greatest gift you have to give. Just keep opening your heart for every out-breath, letting this light flow through you and out into the world. Do this now at your own pace. Give thanks for the journey you have just done. And when you're ready to let the light of your soul become the guide you follow, then and only then can you open your eyes.